بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نصبر على طعام واحد فادع لنا ربك يخرج لنا مما تنبت الأرض من بقلها وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها. As we mentioned yesterday in this ayat and from here onwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains all the great transgressions, the great disrespect, insolence which the Bani Israel had showed. Outwardly they were making the ibadat of Allah, but inside they had this great evil qualities. And in spite of all the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon them, making them His chosen people, but they kept on transgressing and being disrespectful in the greatest ways to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala explains all this so that they could remember the great favors of Allah Ta'ala and thereby acquire the love of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is mentioning it in the Quran Sharif for us. This was a thing of history in the past, but Allah is mentioning it for us so that we take lessons. So we also can think of the great favors of Allah upon us and develop the love of Allah Ta'ala. And also think of the great favors of Allah Ta'ala upon us, and thereby we feel guilty for the wrong that we are doing. When a person doesn't think of all that, he thinks I'm very pious and I'm very good. Like commonly between husband and wife arguments also, both feel that I'm not wrong, I haven't done anything wrong. Whereas the solution is that each one realizes their wrong and tries and put the wrong right. But until we don't realize we are wrong, we won't be able to correct ourselves. And here Allah Ta'ala explains the great disrespect which the Bani Israel, the Jews, had shown. One is they said they addressed Musa by his name and said, Ya Musa. The next they said that we لَن نَصْبِرَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ وَاحِدٍ. We will never ever make sabr on just one kind of food. That is, this also they were adamant that they are not going to change, they are never going to make sabr on that. And this is also a thing which is very common amongst us, that we said, I'll never do this, I'll never listen to you, I'll never obey you. These things are very common. Whereas they could have said, رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا. They could have said that, O Allah, your favors are so many upon us, but we can't make sabr. We are weak, go help us. But this that we said, we will definitely not make sabr. This is the cause of all these problems. Then further they said, فَدْعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ. That now you make dua to us, to your Allah. In other words, as if they don't believe also. And that you, what your Allah, just as they said, اِذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَ. You and your Allah go and fight these people, and we are not going to do anything. So here also, as though they have nothing to do with Allah, as though they don't even believe in Allah, you tell your Allah to do this. And that also in there, to make dua is a great ibadat and shows the humbleness of a person. But dua must be dua that we beg of Allah, not that we are commanding Allah, do this for me, do that for me. No, we are beggars of Allah. And in here there is a smell of it that they said, just tell your Allah to do this for us. As though we are somebody very great, and na'uz billah, Allah is our servant. And Allah must do for us everything what we want. We ask Allah, we beg Him, but that in the sense of a beggar we ask Allah Ta'ala. Not in the sense of a boss telling his worker, you do this, you do that. So we can't speak to Allah Ta'ala like that. And because of all these things, their minds became perverted. So perverted that they hate the ni'mats of Jannah, for which they had to make no effort, and for which there was no hisab kitab in the akhirat also. They did not have to answer to Allah for those ni'mats, and no effort from their side, and the best of ni'mats. But this got changed because of all these evils of theirs. Now they themselves ask for the simple things of this dunya. for vegetables of this dunya, etc. They ask for the things of this dunya, for which effort was also necessary. The taste could never match the taste of the namas of Jannah, and all the other disadvantages which go with all these things that they have on the health of a person also, compared to the namas of Jannah, which are only good for a person. The important point to understand here is that when we transgress, we make gunas, then our minds become perverted. Instead of the best, we ask for the lower things, for the least, and we get ourselves to justify it, that what I'm doing is right. We are doing all the wrong things, and then our minds become so clogged and so clouded that we still claim that I am doing the right thing. And those who are doing the right, we claim them that they are doing the wrong. So this is also one condition which we must seek for protection from Allah, that we see the right as right and that we follow the right, and that we see the wrong as wrong and that we stay away from the wrong. Otherwise, very commonly it happens today, we see the wrong as right, and this has been foretold by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A time will come when people will see the wrong as right and the right as wrong. And when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum asked, will that time come? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a worse time will come when people will enforce the wrong and they will block the right. So this is what happens when we commit gunas. And one of the major gunas that a person gets involved in that causes this is wrong company. And today the Western media, the news that we follow all the time, the TV, the smartphone, everything, that totally destroys our way of thinking also. We start thinking like them also, and we are exposed to them right from nursery and kindergarten, and from there from the schools, and then from all the newspapers, and then all the films that we watch, all the comic strips that we watch, and all the comedies and all that. We are exposed to that way of life, then we find ourselves picnicking is something very good for us. It's their way of life. Going for holidays, resorts, etc. All this makes lot of sense to us. Missing our namazes with jamaat means nothing then. We just miss our namazes with jamaat. Our dressing changes. Everything of ours change. This is all because we expose ourselves to them. And we don't counter it whereby getting teachings of Quran and Hadith, the teachings of Deen. We don't go in Jamaat. We don't listen to ulama. We just in that environment, then we are overtaken by that and we think that is what everything is right. So from the stories and the instances of the Bani Israel, there are great lessons for us to learn. Otherwise Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that we will follow them just as a lizard goes in its hole, as they went, we will also follow them and do everything what they also did. All these are to enlighten us and to save us from these wrongs. May Allah protect us. Mm-hmm.